Washington County special, the special commission meeting of the Board of Commissioners. At this time, we'd like to start off with item number one, which is a public hearing for the Chief Administrative Officer's salary, and I'll read the following statement. This is a public hearing for the purpose of a salary adjustment for the county's Chief Administrative Officer, our county administrator. The purpose, or the proposed new salary is $193,000. We'll now open the public hearing, so anyone who wishes to be heard on this proposed salary adjustment may have the opportunity to do so. I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we open the public hearing for the purpose of item number one on the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on item number one to open the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We are now in public hearing. The public may come forward and speak on this matter.
I see none, Chair, so I wish to close the public hearing.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Our next item is consideration of Chief Administrative Officer salary adjustment.
May I make a one correction or addition? I thought it was $193,600.
Yes, we had, I should have spoke with you about it. We were just thinking that maybe that would be a little confusing, so we'd keep it.
Flatliner, $193,600.
Okay. I consulted with one part of the commission, but not both parts of the commission. So I apologize about that.
I would like to make a motion that we for approval of the Chief Administrative Officer salary adjustment as stated earlier.
Yeah, I will second that, and also just say, I think just to clarify for anybody, although there's nobody in the room, which is why the hearing is so short, but for anybody who may ever see this, this is now required by the state statute that anytime you adjust an elected officer, a department head, administrator would certainly fall into that. Any adjustments to those have to go through this process and then also have to be adjusted in a public meeting, which is what we're doing now. And then all this is doing is bringing, we realized recently that we were drastically low considering compared to all other, or most other city managers and other people like that. And this just brings the salary in line to be competitive with the open market on the administrator salary. So with that, I second the motion.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing up the point that what we're trying to do is be competitive in a marketplace.
This is actually still lower than many others. This doesn't put the administrator's salary at the top of the scale, but it does make it competitive so we can keep people that the administrator is akin to a different title to a city manager, but has an entire county to run, not just the city. So it really is this is competitive.
One other thing under consideration is the number of projects and buildings that are going on. Normally, you would see 3 to 4 people doing the job at one, and so I personally feel like it's important to stay competitive